97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. I'm happy to report. Also, KBFI in always beautiful Bonners Ferry, also on NorthIdahoRadio.com and 97.1 FM. So you have a lot of options for listening to these stations and this local hour. It's North Idaho Thursday today. I'm Bob Witte, and we've got another good show for you. First up, we'll have our weekly Bonner General Health segment. This week, we welcome back Tom Seastone. He's a physical therapist at the Bonner General. And this time around, we'll be talking about Parkinson's awareness. Excuse me. Good thing we have a BGH moment coming in. we'll be talking about Parkinson's Awareness Month and programs associated with the disease and how his department has had to make adjustments during this year of the COVID. And also today, we'll welcome back our old friend Mel Dick, our old friends Mel Dick and David Keyes. As most of you know, Mel has been active with the Chafe 150 Grand Fondo for many, many years, and David also with the Sandpoint Rotary Club. And David is the incoming Rotary Club president, so it'll be interesting to have him back. Little fact, he used to have his own talk show right here on KSBT and KBFI back in the day, so it's great to have him back in the studio. Of course, the Chafe 150 had to be canceled last year, but it is back for 2021. We'll find out the who, what, where, and when, and all that stuff in just a little bit. In case you haven't heard and you're interested in hanging out at the Sandpoint Senior Center, you can go there for their lunches Monday through Thursdays or their Friday morning breakfast, but you must register in advance because they just can't have more than 40 people. So they haven't really been surpassing that number. So it's if you're vaccinated, just about everybody else there is, so you can go back there for lunch. Or any questions about it or the Daybreak Center, anything to do with the seniors, 263-6860. Looking for something fun to do this week and this Saturday? Well, you can bid it up for the festival at Sandpoint. Of course, we haven't been able to have our annual wine auction night they normally have in March of every year to raise money. But it's going virtual this year, like just about everything else has done. And it right now, you can go online, festivalatsandpoint.com, and do a bid on the silent auction items, which I've been doing all week. And it's really kind of fun and very well done website, by the way. So that's happening now until about 6:30 Saturday evening. Now, starting at 6 o'clock Saturday evening, yours truly will be emceeing, and we have our live virtual live auction and entertainment. Several local bands will be performing as well. So it'll be a fun, entertaining night, and we'll have auctioneer Paul Gunter is filling in as our auctioneer this year, and you can meet Allie Baranski, the executive director, and stuff like that. So that's happening Saturday evening. You can go and register anytime before 6 o'clock Saturday evening at festivalatsandpoint.com, and you'll be sent the Zoom link and all of that stuff. So that's what's happening here. We are going to take our first break, get it out of the way. When we come back, we've got our Bonner General Health segment for this week, and it'll be Tom Seastone, physical therapist, and we're talking about a variety of stuff, so stick around.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street, to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
Bonners Ferry Pupuseria is a new restaurant in downtown Bonners Ferry, across from the post office. Elva serves the national dish of El Salvador, pupusas. Pupusas are gluten-free cornflour stuffed with a mix of pork, cheese, beans, and spinach. She also has chicken and pork tamales. Dave serves a great American menu. Macaroni salad, BLTs, guacamole and chips, steak burritos, garlic goat cheese lamb burgers, rice pudding, and more. All at Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria in downtown Bonner's Ferry, across from the post office.
Longtime residents and people new to the area enjoy the wildlife around us. But if you own 10 or more acres of timberland, there are some things you might want to consider. Managing and protecting your new forest asset takes careful planning in order to preserve not only the beauty of your forests, but also maintain a healthy wildlife habitat. Idaho Forest Group foresters can perform a free, no-obligation assessment of your property. We'll create a timber management plan to improve the health of your forest and create a healthier environment for your family as well as native wildlife. And if selective thinning is required, it might just result in extra cash in your pocket. If you own 10 or more acres of timberland, Idaho Forest Group can help protect your investment, create a long-term management plan, and attract more wildlife to your property. To schedule a no-obligation visit by an Idaho Forest Group forester, visit ifg.com.
You can protect yourself and your loved ones by getting the COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine's been tested. It's proving to be very safe and effective. And hundreds of thousands of Idahoans have gotten the vaccine because it works. The COVID vaccine is the best shot we have to stop the spread, so we can keep our kids in the classroom, protect jobs, save lives, and keep our families and communities safe. Sign up at covidvaccine.idaho.gov.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday, here on KSBT at KBFI, and our guest is Tom Seastone, physical therapist at BGH, and Kristen Carlson, one of your communications directors, wanted me to thank you publicly for whatever you did to her back in this last year. So it's great. I've got some notes on BGH, the positivity rate for COVID. Just a couple weeks ago, it was down to less than 3%, and unfortunately, it's back up to over 12% right now. So as you and I were talking about before we came on the air, a lot of people are letting their guard down thinking it's over, and obviously, it's not.
Yep, it's not. We're getting there, but this is the point where we really have to pull together and push and get over the edge and, everybody do their part, and then we can get there gradually.
Yeah, so, you go to the grocery store, and it seems like a lot more people were wearing masks months ago than they're not now.
Yeah, yep. No, we're it's deceptively calm in some of these areas, but we're not through the hump yet. This is the point where we really got to step up.
And just as a note, if you are going to visit Bonner General, they still have their mask requirements, so you need to do that just to get in the door or to go to any of the clinics or what have you. So hopefully we get that turned around. And the BGH vaccination clinic has ended. I guess it's been extended to May the 3rd.
Okay.
That's what it says here. It says May 3rd will be the last day of BGH vaccination clinic. I think that might be second shots. I'll have to clarify that for you. But there's still a number of places all around Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry where you can get a lot of the pharmacies and stuff. And you can check with Panhandle Health on what's available.
Kinnick Sioux is making some available. They are available if people are willing to get them. So.
And Kinnick Sioux has been open on Saturdays, which is convenient for a lot of people. So, and now, with it being, 16 or 18 and up, there's no excuse.
Let's do it.
Just get it done and get it over with. So, Tom, in your department in physical therapy, you haven't been on the show in the last year, so how have things changed for you guys as far as getting through the COVID and all?
It's been a journey. It's been pretty intense. When everything started to close down in March, we changed the we slimmed down how many people we had in the clinic. Mm-hmm. We started to kind of prioritize people. So post-surgicals, that kind of thing, that they might have some real deficits if they didn't show up. We still had a couple of people in there to see them, but we definitely changed the number of people. We put some restrictions in place on how many people would be in the clinic and how close they could be, and doing hour appointments instead of 45 minutes. Several people were furloughed initially just because we really were trying to do our part to get numbers down and prevent that initial surge. So now we're starting to kind of pick up again. We're still being careful. We're still wearing masks. Everybody in the clinic has been – at our clinic has been vaccinated. So we're still – taking this very seriously and making sure that we keep everyone safe. So yeah, it's been a change, but we're adapting to it.
Yeah. So is there a difference between your physical therapy clinic at BGH and just the physical therapy clinic across the street from us right here?
Well, I'd like to think so. No, I mean,
is yours more of a specialty or something? Or
yeah, well, we have three clinics.
Okay.
The one that I work at is primarily sports and spine, orthopedics, that kind of thing. We're connected with some of the surgeons in the community. There's one at HSB that has some specialists in neuro care.
Okay.
There's vestibular care. We all do a little bit of this, but that's got some specialized equipment and so forth where you can be treated there. The one that I do Rock Steady at does a fair amount of women's health, oncology, lymphedema. So they're very specialized. And then we also have the Rock Steady program there, which is what we're going to talk about a little bit today.
Okay. Well, it's Parkinson's Awareness Month, and that's why they arranged for to have you on the show here today. What, for anybody who might not know, what is Parkinson's?
Okay. Parkinson's disease is a degenerative disease caused by a loss of dopamine-producing neurons in a part of the brain called the substantia nigra. We don't exactly know why this happens, but people in this population tend to lose these neurons progressively, which means that they have a lower level of dopamine in their body. Where that comes into play is that it affects the motor system, which is your ability to move, the executive functions, which means your ability to take a thought and make it a movement, and then eventually cognitive issues as well. The things that you normally notice is rigidity in movement, kind of trunk rigidity, a loss of coordination. A lot of times you'll see a tremor. There's a very distinct what's called a resting tremor, which means when you go to move the hand, it's okay, but when you're not doing anything with that limb, you'll see what's called a pill rolling gesture, which is a small movement of the hand. From there, you start to see a loss of postural stability, a loss of coordination, a loss of balance. To give you an idea about Parkinson's, there's about 1 million people in the United States that currently are diagnosed with it. It's about 10 million globally. About 60,000 people are diagnosed every year. Typically, the onset is between somewhere around 60 is when you get diagnosed. Only 4% of people with Parkinson's are diagnosed before the age of 50.
Okay.
So it's typically, you'd say, well, 1 million people is about 0.3% of the population, but in that age group around 60, it's about 1%. So it's more people are diagnosed with this than MS, ALS, muscular dystrophy combined. It's a very common disease at that age.
Is it generic?
Genetic?
Genetic, yes. Sorry.
There's a component there. It's not very clearly genetic, but people with Parkinson's, about 15 to 20% of the time, have a family member that has it. So there is a component. They don't quite understand what that component is. The Ashkenazic Jewish population tend to have a higher incident than other groups, which means that there's some genetic component, and they've identified some genes that are markers for it. So we don't – can't give you a clear answer on that because we don't really know, but there's definitely a component of that. There's also environment can play a part. People that have exposure to pesticides, such as in agricultural communities, can have a higher incident. There are pockets of increased prevalence. Also, people that have brain trauma can develop it. That's sort of the Muhammad Ali story, that there is a link between people that have injury to their brain
getting hit in the head 20,000 times. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
No. Rope-a-dope. I mean, he may have won, but not in the end. Interesting stuff. So what are some of the resources that you guys offer at BGH for people who are suffering from Parkinson's?
So in the state of Idaho, about 3,900 people have Parkinson's. So it is something that's present in our communities. Bonner General Health offers a variety of things. In the realm of physical therapy, there's a Big and Loud program where people – it's a strategy for treating some of the symptoms of Parkinson's where you train the person to make – you know, large movements, you retrain them because one of the disease manifestations is that people tend to lose the larger movements. They tend to kind of close in on themselves. So the Big and Loud program is a very valuable asset. We also have a support group that's run every second Monday of the month at 2:00. It's at the library right now. Mm. If anybody's interested in that, they can contact Elizabeth Neuter, who is our neurological specialist, physical
therapist.
She was
on the show last Thursday.
Fantastic. She is a great resource for the programs affiliated with the hospital through the in the community. There's also the Parkinson's Foundation is very good for finding resources, information.
Gotcha.
But that's more in the kind of research sphere, which is fascinating. But yeah, the hospital provides that. Now, as far as where I'm concerned, I run a boxing-based program
called Rocksteady Boxing.
Rocksteady Boxing, which was developed in Indianapolis in the mid-2000s. And it was kind of found by accident. It was a guy that was diagnosed early. He was 40. It's a very, very early onset. And he was, as he described it, devastated by the diagnosis. And fell into a depression as you would expect. And he had a friend close to him that suggested that he do some boxing training. He'd been a Golden Glove trainer and he did it. And this guy, Scott Newman, that was the person that pretty much started this system, noticed some real drastic improvements. So
now hold on a minute. I get confused easily. So we were talking about Muhammad Ali taking too many shots to the head. And here you are encouraging people to take up boxing.
Yes. So the boxing training, if we're going to make that distinction,
okay.
Yeah, nobody's getting hit at these gyms, but I will defer to, there was an ESPN study where they looked at the most complete sport in the areas of endurance, coordination, balance, you know, cognitive demand, all of this, and boxing came out very high. It requires you to put together complex movements. You have to synchronize your movements with someone else. You need balance, footwork, stability, strength, endurance. It is just the complete package. There's some things about boxing that tend to do really well with this population. One, Parkinson's tends to respond better to what's called a forced intensity exercise, meaning you're not self-pacing. Someone else is calling punches and you're responding to them. That can be a tandem bike or it can be having a trainer holding mitts while you throw punches. So you're not pacing the activity the other person is. Seems to have some benefits. We're not quite sure why, but it seems to work better with that. The second thing, and I just stumbled on this during the research, learning a new skill, doing something that you're not familiar with. Everybody's maybe ridden a bike or lifted weights, that kind of thing, but not everybody's thrown a 1-6-3 combo quickly at a bag while sidestepping. The idea of learning a new skill that you've not performed seems to stimulate the brain to produce more dopamine, which is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get these remaining dopaminergic cells to scale up and start producing more dopamine and become more efficient at producing it. And the associated neurons at receiving it. So
for people to learn more about the Rocksteady Boxing program and just more on Parkinson's in general, you can go to, you guys have a great website at bonnergeneral.org and 265-3327 or just Google Bonner General and it'll come up. And you have your own link on there for the program?
Yes, I think we do. Otherwise, just contact Performance Physical Therapy and ask to speak with me, and I will get you in touch. Now, if we have time, I'd like to describe sort of what we've been looking at, all right? So this program is about 2 years old. we were about a year and 3 months in when COVID hit.
Right.
We really got hit as far as our wellness programs. The hospital had to essentially close everything down for safety. Also, you know, we lost a lot of revenue, so everything kind of got scaled back, and the Parkinson's Rock City program had to be discontinued. I had a lot of people reach out to me in the period of time that it wasn't going, and, you know, I kind of independently tried to find some places to do to continue the program. And we did a meeting in the park where we did a class outdoors with masks on, and I could tell that people were losing, that they were starting to regress. So that gave us a new push to kind of try to relaunch the program. And my director and our CEO were very supportive on that, with the understanding that the cost of closing down the program probably outweighed the risk of having six people in a room with masks and good ventilation. So we started it again about 5 months ago. It's very limited. We usually run 6 to 7 people and wearing masks the entire time. We're being very careful on it, but we've got it back up and running, and people are back to benefiting from it.
Great. Tom, it's been great having you on the show. We have a lot more to talk about, so I'm going to request with Kristen that she schedules you again sometime soon, because I didn't get to half of the stuff that I wanted to talk about. So, okay, again, for more information on the Parkinson's Awareness and the Rock City Boxing Program, or just anything that happens at Bonner General Health, just Google them, go to their website, or give them a call at 265-3327. The COVID testing clinic continues as well, and there's some information on that on the website. Tom Cison, thanks for joining us.
And thank you,
we'll
Bob.
Have you again on. We'll have you on again soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take our second break. When we come back, we have David Keyes and Mel Dick with us. Talk about Rotary, talk about the Chafe 150 and more. So stick around.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonner's Ferry Baptist Church. And I have this question for you. How many ways is there to get to heaven? How many ways to God? While there are many religions today, man's effort to get to God through his own works, there is only one way that God has provided for man to come to him. Consider this verse, John 14:6 says this, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God's word could not be clearer. Jesus did not say, I am a way, a truth, and a life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. My friend, today, have you come to faith in Jesus Christ? If you have not yet, you're not yet on your way to heaven. If we can help you with this in any way, please contact us. You can reach us at 267-3746 or find us at bfbaptist.com.
At Super Run Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. It's so easy and convenient. Just go to superrunfoods.net and select your items. You can also view the weekly sale items, online specials, and more. Then set the time to pick up your groceries. Park in the spaces reserved for online shoppers, and your personal shopper will deliver your items to your car. It's that simple. And Super Run is now hiring. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour, with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
The Post Falls Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader for the Inland Empire, is coming to the Greyhound Park and Event Center. The Post Falls Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Indian artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. 2 big days, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the new Post Falls Gun Show at the Greyhound Park and Event Center this weekend, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right. We are back, North Idaho, Thursday here on KSBT and KBFI, as well as North Idaho Radio com. I'm your host, Bob Witte, joined by Mel Dick and David Keyes. Neither one of these guys are strangers to these talk shows. And David used to have your own show at one point back
in the day.
When we were young.
It was warmer back then, though. This is cold. It's like a freezer in here.
We're all aging, so this is keeping us younger.
Got it.
There was a theory behind that. You guys are both very active with the Chafe 150 and the Sandpoint Rotary Club. David, you're the incoming president.
One heartbeat away right now, Bob. And one heartbeat away.
What does that mean? Is it a two-year term?
It's a one-year term, but you're president-elect for the year prior, so you learn what happens, the nuances of putting together a budget, which I'm finishing right now for next year. It starts in July through June.
Okay.
And so we're expecting a very busy year coming out of the pandemic. You know, we've been doing the virtual meetings and all that here.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting year.
Everybody has. And yeah. I was just at the outset of today's show talking about the virtual wine auction for the Festival of Sandpoint. We've never had to do anything like that. But the Kinderhaven one was so successful. The Heart Ball was a big hit. Yeah. So we're hoping for the same. But it's just such a big adjustment in this last year. And all of, as you guys know, events being postponed or canceled. And, Mel, as you know, and we all know from the events that we're involved with, how hard it was to make that decision to cancel your beloved Chafe 150.
It was very tough because we always do it the third Saturday in June. Mm-hmm. And so when the pandemic hit, we moved it to September, thinking, well, maybe this will be over by then.
Yeah.
And then it became very clear and very obvious it wouldn't be. In fact, you know, we are hoping to do the ride. We've moved the ride to September 11th of this year from that third Saturday. And so we're optimistic that we'll be able to do it. We've got some plans in place that no matter what the COVID status is, we think we could do it safely and have it safety for our riders and for our volunteers.
Yeah, I think of all the, you know, like the fundraising type of events, a fun run or a bike ride like yours is probably about the safest. It's outside. You can keep, you know, time things differently. They don't have to all be bunched up. And I'm pretty confident you guys are going to be a go.
Well, we're hoping so. We, like every other ride in the country, has moved their summertime rides to September.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're going to be competing, I think, against other regional rides. It's September 11th. We're the same weekend as the soccer tournament, I think, that's going to be in town, which will be make for an interesting thing if, you know, if we had 500 riders like we did last time and
And we all know what the soccer tournament does to our hotels and restaurants.
Yeah, so we would not, you know, we're going to have a lot of people in town that week. Now, I don't think our ridership will be quite the way it would, but I think we're going to have a big, big weekend.
Well, it could be a huge month around here, you know, as far as the Scenic Half Marathon and Bay Trail fun runs and just all the events that have been put off now for, you know, a year and a half, thinking that, well, September's the time we can do this.
So, So we're, you know, we're busy. We never really stop working on the Chafe. It's a year-round thing. We got a great committee of Rotarians and people who aren't in Rotary that participate on our committee. And so we're pretty excited. We've got a brand new presenting sponsor this year, Lighthouse Foods.
And I wonder if you couldn't have a better sponsor.
You couldn't have a better sponsor. That company is so supportive of educational kind of activities. And our ride, like it has in the past, is for the after-school reading and literacy program.
They are our major sponsor for our Bulldog Bench Spring Scramble this Saturday.
Yeah,
have been
you name
years.
It, and they're sponsored.
Yeah. And the Panhandle Alliance for Education and the golf tournament that they do in support of that. I mean, I just can't say enough good things about those guys. They're just wonderful community, corporate community sponsors.
And, you know, Mel won't talk about himself on this, but I want to throw something in. So last year we didn't have the Chafe, right? So you think, oh, my gosh, there goes all the revenue. Well, guess what? Every sponsor, with exception of maybe one or two, paid as if we had a race. So you think about this. We didn't have a race, didn't have the expenses of all of that, but every sponsor, again, with exception of one, maybe or two, paid their whole amount to make it all happen for us.
Well, to put that in perspective, $50,000 you were still able to donate technically from the ride, even though you didn't have the ride.
Right.
That's unheard of.
But what, you know, what faith in Rotary and Chafe, knowing that the money is spent wisely and we're watching where it goes, to say, you're not doing the event, but we're still going to pay our $5,000 or $1,000 or $10,000. Mm-hmm. And to do that, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is way cool. I didn't know that until I was reading Mel's notes this morning. Going, that's extremely impressive. And what great, says a lot about our Sandpoint area sponsors. It was like, hey, just keep the money.
Yeah.
You know,
it was incredible. A lot of our writers said keep our registration fees. Mm-hmm. Some of the writers are going to, you know, chose to roll it forward. Others said just keep them, you know, and give them to the causes. So, you know, we've given, I was thinking about this morning, and when I put all the causes, Rotary's been doing this ride for 7 years now.
Okay.
It's been around for 14 prior to the Rotary doing the ride. It was done by the Panhandle Alliance for Education. And Rotary has raised well over 400,000, probably pretty close to 500,000 in total for educational and other youth activities in that 7 year period.
Yeah.
So it's amazing about our community. The ride, speaking of the ride, it has five different routes.
Okay.
It's got 150 mile. Bob, that might be perfect for you.
Yeah, I do it like every weekend.
The Witty Fondo, we'll call that one.
Yeah, a 100-mile route, an 80, a 40, and a 25. And the 150-mile ride is a big grand loop from Sandpoint around the Cabinet Mountains. You go over to Troy, Montana. Then you go down the Bull River Road, and you come back in to Sandpoint. That's always been a difficult ride. That's a ride that, you know, it's the mileage.
Mel,
that
I
gets
get
you.
Tired making that drive.
Well, and, you know, and I learned something this morning. David used to be on the cycling team at the University of Montana.
Right?
Oh. Okay.
So just like riding a bike.
So simple as riding a bike. In 2019, we had the Paralympic gold medalist cyclist riding this ride. And David would have been right behind him had he ridden that. There is no doubt in my mind.
Nose to nose.
So the 180-mile routes are part of the 150-mile route. It's just you have breakfast down at City Beach.
Okay.
And then you get on a bus. Your bike gets on a truck. We take you over to Troy, Montana. And then you start in Troy, Montana. And they have a little bit different route when they go out into Sally Valley for the 100-mile route. The 40 and the 25, they start down in City Beach. And it goes through the Sally Valley, and it's just drop-dead gorgeous, as you know, out in the Sally Valley, and a great ride.
And just 25 miles, and I say that because you are on a bike, and it's relatively flat, that entire thing.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I saw people doing it on a cruiser bikes 2 years ago, and it's like, wow, that's impressive. Three-speed bike, and he's in this.
Well, and for those who, you know, are into their electric bikes, I don't know if you have one, Bob,
but
a lot of people are riding electric bikes nowadays. On the 40 and the 25, we will allow electric bikes. On the big routes, because of it's really hard to support an electric bike. Some people probably will ride an electric bike. Some electric bikes, you can't even tell that they're electric bike anymore.
Yeah.
You know, the townie bikes, you can tell, but some of the road bikes,
some of them
really
are just electric assisted.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. In fact, that's what most of them
are. You turn them on and you're going up a hill, for example.
Yeah. So when Mel says support, what happens is when you're riding, you get a flat tire or something. There's Rotarians and non-Rotarians who are nearby. And you call this number, and they scoot right to help you out. I mean, a lot of us change our own tires, but there's also issues, too. Chains break, whatever else. They've got these volunteers on motorcycles and vehicles that will scoot right to you, help you fix it up, get you going again.
Speaking of volunteers, how many does it take? Because you guys have water stations and first aid all over the place.
We have six different rest stops, and those are all manned by community organizations. So Rotary has one. Angels Over Sandpoint has one. KRFY, I think, does one. I mean, it's that. I can't think of the other ones right now. But between their volunteers and our Rotarians, it takes about 150 people to pull this off the day of the rides. Okay. So there's literally, when you combine what Rotary does throughout the year to plan it, there's thousands of hours of volunteer time that goes into this, and it becomes this, you know, it's really a big, big community event, because after the ride, we have this great after-ride party.
I've been there. I love
it. You've been there.
Well, you've done that part, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Bob, you actually lead the riders out, right?
I drive the lead car, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bob drives one of our sponsors, Parker Subaru. They provide a car every year, and Bob drives it
out. Subaru, this all marked up with the Bulldog emblem?
Yeah.
Of course. course.
Yeah. So
I'm never up that early. I do the shorter races because I can sleep in.
It's the earliest I get up all year now that I'm out of the sports reporting business. But it's really fun because you whip through downtown Sandpoint and you're like, I just went through a red light.
He's got the cops leading him out.
Yeah. Corey Coons right along with me. I go, I feel pretty safe.
So Clark Fork High School, they have Huckleberry ice cream at their rest stop. So that's a must stop.
That is.
We're hoping to have that again this year, but we're not certain.
Speaking of must stops, we must stop for a commercial break and get this last one done. And when we come back, we have David Keyes, Mel Dix as our guest, talk more about the Chafe 150 scheduled for September the 11th this year, and talk more about Rotary in general. So we'll be right back with that.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. I wanted to take the time to identify some of the practices that make Taylor & Sons unique when considering our business for your automotive sales or repair needs. Taylor & Sons is constantly fine-tuning our operation to provide expediency and professional service in both our sales and repair facility. These conveniences are evidenced by tools such as accurate online listings of in-stock vehicles, remote appraisal of potential trade-ins, and defined processes to limit the time you must spend in the dealership. Our service department is stacked with some of the best local talent in automotive repair and management, and all of the work is performed in the cleanest modern repair facility available in the area. Finally, in the latter part of 2020, Taylor & Sons has introduced our Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage. Every new Chevrolet and late model pre-owned vehicle now comes with the security of a 10-year or 150,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exclusions apply, but talk with any of our sales staff for all the details. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for North Idaho Thursday here on KSPT, KBFI. Mel Dick, David Keyes are with us. David, you're the incoming president of Sandpoint Rotary. Tell us, well, actually, before we get to that, let's go back to Mel. I forgot our itinerary.
Yeah,
just thank some of your sponsors for the Chafe 150.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do that. Just one other thing, registration is open now. If you register between now and April 30th, you get $10 off. So
okay.
$75 is the regular registration for the big rides. You get $65. All you can do is go to www.chafe.org. There are prizes for fundraising because you are required to raise at a minimum $50 for the cause.
Right.
And we have such great sponsors. As I mentioned, Lighthouse Foods, our presenting sponsor. Other major sponsors at our gold level include Like Media, Gary and Julie French, Kachava, Remax, Timberline Helicopters, and Ting. And then at the silver level, which is the $2,500 level, we have the 219 Lounge, Ponderay Mechanical, KPND, your very own.
219, I heard something.
Right. Williams and Schiller, Trinity at City Beach. They provide a fantastic breakfast and after-ride party that they cater for us down
yes,
there.
Yes, they do.
Bonner General Health, Greasy Fingers, Bonner County Daily Bee, Alana Westfall, Washington Trust Bank, Sandpoint Living Local, Jason Duco Photography, Clearwater Gear. They give us these great glasses. Mm-hmm. Arby's gives us lunches. Hendricks Architecture, Selly Valley Construction, Winter Ridge, Kiyoki, Norm Ettinger, Edward Jones, and Parker Subaru.
Yeah.
So, great ride. I hope everybody comes. If you can't ride, come to the after-ride party and enjoy it with the community.
Oh, so that's open to the general public.
It's open, yeah, absolutely. The after right party is open to the general public.
No wonder I've not been kicked out of it.
Yeah, there you go.
You still wear the bike shorts, though. I mean, that's interesting.
The bike shorts and the little hard thing on my shoes. make it.
Oh, yeah, he's on radio and he's wearing a Chafe 150 shirt.
So. Yeah, did everybody see that?
Moving left or right on your feet on your screen.
So, David, we started talking about a Rotary in general. You're a great spokesperson for a Rotary as the incoming president. And tell us about it and how do people get involved. There's so many new people in town right now, and a lot of them are retired or retirement age, wondering, I want to get involved with this community. Is Rotary something they should look into?
Oh, absolutely. I think hopefully we appeal to all different age groups. Rotary has 1.2 million members around the world. So it's a pretty influential, pretty powerful nonprofit civic organization. In fact, we're the only organization with a permanent seat on the United Nations. I mean, we're into peacekeeping. We try to make sure that the world stays a little bit safe. We have those exchange programs with students. You've heard about those before, too. Although we can't do that this year again. There's been 2 years in a row with pandemic. We can't do that. But Rotary here started in 65. We have one charter member still with us, Jack Parker.
Wow.
And how about that? Yeah. So when they started it, Lions Club and Kiwanis Club were really the two groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought, Rotary, will it really fit in here? And they attracted a few attorneys, a few business people, and we've grown. In fact, we now have more than 100 members. And so we survived through the pandemic, you know, online, but we only lost two members, and they moved away. So we couldn't keep them anyway.
Good for you.
Yeah, so we felt pretty good. Well, now we've gained some more members, too. And the cool thing is we have people moving here who have been Rotarians before, and they say, how do I join? And we have also young people who are saying, what can I do to make a difference? You know, and really our slogan is service above self. The things we can do together is a lot better than me by myself or Mel by himself. You know, we have the power of getting things done. So that's what Rotary is all about here.
And it's a lot more than just writing a check, making a donation. It's actually, you know, getting active in the community. And like we talked about, volunteering for this and that. Yeah. And you guys meet every week, which is a lot more than a lot of nonprofits.
Yeah, it's for sure. And I think we are getting the Zoom fatigue going on. And now we're going back to live.
Yeah, like everybody.
Yeah. We have our hybrid meetings now. And we're seeing fewer and fewer people now online and more there live. We opened the doors about 4 weeks ago for more live. And I think we only had a handful of people on Zoom. But the cool thing about Zoom is Jack Parker is back coming to our meetings when he hasn't physically been able to for a while. And so here we all of a sudden see one of our founders actively engaged in our club again. So we tried to find some positive out of that.
But Nancy Lewis.
And Nancy Lewis in Mexico. She tunes in all the time, too.
Yeah, well, this pandemic has changed perspective in so many ways, and that's just one of them. Like Marcella Nelson, you guys know her, and she's volunteers for everything for all these years. And she is, at her advanced age, adapted to this Zoom thing, and she's got it down. We had a meeting the other night, and she's raising her hand, but not physically, but
hand.
Yeah, very impressive. So it can be done, and we pull it off. And
so we feel lucky that way. Again, the last few years, we've grown a bunch because I think we keep finding what's needed in our community. So it was really tough when we couldn't do our hands-on events, but we've got some pretty cool stuff going on now. We've really adopted the Pine Street Woods. We think that's kind of a family place, that's a community place, that's saved forever for our community. So we've really jumped on board. We have two big projects going on out there right now. We have the Rotary Trail, and it's called the Rotary Trail because, hey, we sponsored it. And we're also having hands-on work parties there too. So we're kind of getting back into that whole touch thing. And also the Visitor Center is going to be done by us as well. So we've really met. We thought about that. We put a lot of money behind it and a lot of manpower behind it, too. Again, there's the pent-up demand, like you were saying before, of going out and doing something. We wanted to give something back, and it was so hard for us to not be able to organize things. So we expect membership, interest, and events to really perk up the next year because we're back seeing each other again, and we all are social beings. We want to help people. And that's where Rotary really comes in.
And you do want to get out of the house and see people again.
Yeah, and help people again, too. And I think most people want to do things. They just don't know how to line that up. I want to help something, but I don't know who to join, how to do it, how do I do that.
Yeah.
Well, Rotary is all about that. We'd love to see you Wednesdays at noon at Tango. You can learn all about us. We always have visitors. We have visitors from all over the world come to see us in the summers. It's really kind of cool because we have people from Australia last year. We have a lot of people from California. I think looking for houses probably, and then visiting us at the same time.
Texas, there are a lot more Texans than ever.
Yeah.
New Yorkers. So if people don't realize, you know, all the things you guys have done over the years, you know, built the band shell and clock tower at Foreman Park, the teen room at the library, the benches on the Pendere Bay Trail, and I think you guys did the public restrooms at Jeff Jones Square, which I thought was a great marketing campaign. You know, the two main reasons
to build these, number one and number two. Do you remember that when that was going on?
Yeah.
Ryan Luttman was our president.
And he, so he was a huge walking billboard with that on his T-shirt.
Well, kind of. More likely, though, in the 4th of July parade, he was on a float, sitting on a toilet, reading the Daily Bee, you know. Pants down past his ankle, saying the real reason, and it was a high quality moment.
What a nice visual!
It was
thanks,
excellent.
Thanks, David.
I'll try to let that one go.
Yeah.
Anyway, that just shows you though that he had a vision what he wanted to do as president. When Mel was president, he had a vision, and it's just all about again getting people who want to be involved, giving them that pathway to say, I want to give something back. How do I do it? Well, you can do it locally, regionally, internationally with Rotary. That's what's pretty cool about that. And we also give the second most amount of high school graduate scholarships next to the United States government. So U.S. government, Rotary, and then all else follows behind that.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's way cool stuff. And for anybody listening to this today who wants to find out more from the privacy of their own home on their laptop, is there some place to go to
learn? No, come see us live. We're breaking out of that whole thing right now. Come see us at Tango at noon on Wednesdays. We're always open, and we want to talk to people, and we are pretty good about organizing, again, people to join us. We want to make sure if they're interested, we have a good talk to them. We have a little meeting with them and see if it fits for both.
Very good. And Mel, once again, the CHAFE 150 scheduled this year after having been put off, of course, like everything else in 2020. You are September the 11th, and people can sign up at CHAFE150.org and learn more about it there as well.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So. And start training now.
Actually, we have another minute. My question is, so... I think just about anybody, if you're used to riding your bike, like I said earlier, even a three-speed cruiser, you can do the 25. If you are interested in doing one of the longer ones and you're not necessarily, I mean, we're coming out of winter. Not everybody's been riding a bike. Should they go to a trainer and learn how to do this?
Well, go to the website, and there will be some training tips there in terms of a training calendar when you can start. Now you can ride outside, but go take spin class, get on a wind trainer if you happen to have one at your own home. There's all kinds of different things you can do. Stair stepping will strengthen your legs.
Gotcha.
So if you're not on a bike, do stairs. Do 100 flights of stairs a day. I do.
Or do like Mel did last year and pedal from Sandpoint down to Florida on a bike.
I was just going to mention that. In fact, let's schedule you for your future show to talk. I want to hear more about that trip. Yeah. I remember following you on Facebook. And I thought, this guy, I mean, he's been riding a bike since he came to town, maybe even before that. But that's very impressive.
I'd love to do that. It was an adventure, and every day was an adventure. So, yeah, I'd love to share that if you want to.
And the term chafe meant something more to him on that trip than you don't believe.
I would imagine. Yeah. And did you crash once on this trip?
I had a couple of accidents, but nothing serious. I kind of like fell over in gravel. And
yeah, but no major surgeries.
I didn't get hit by a car. I didn't break any bones. No problems.
And David, one other quick thing. You mentioned every Wednesday meeting, you guys eat lunch. You go through some Rotary business, and you usually have a guest speaker.
We always have a guest speaker, and that idea is to get people who are coming informed about what's going on in the community. And a lot of times, we have nonprofit leaders pop in there and tell what's going on. Maybe the festival would be good.
I think Allie did that a couple months ago.
A while ago. Yeah, a while ago. And that was on Zoom. So, again, come back live. We want more people there.
Yesterday, you got a presentation on the charter school.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Amazing to learn what they're doing over there and see what they're doing over there and how they handle the pandemic. That's really interesting.
And we do have clubs, young clubs, Interact they're called, at charter school and also the Sandpoint High School. And so they have the young Rotarians in training. That way they're doing their own projects and they do some really cool stuff.
There you go, David Keyes. Great to see you again. Great to have you back on our radio station here. We've got to do it more often. And with your activities with Rotary, I'm sure we will. Mel, we'll have you on several times between now and the CHAFE as we head into summer. We're going to head towards the weekend right now. It's supposed to be in the 70s Saturday and Sunday. Looking forward to it. Get outside. and do something fun. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
KU 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Not just U.S. stock markets at records, but global stock markets at record highs as well. This is notable, Romain, that you had the All Country World Index also at that high.
Yeah, still relatively light volume.